Hello there. How are you today? Hope you're having a great day, whether it's the start of your day, middle of your day, end of your day, wherever you're at in your day. I hope it's fantastic. I am back with my monthly Embrace the Hell Yeah conversation episode for March, which is a very lovely month. I actually decided this month I really like. This year, I should say. This year, I really decided I like the month of March. I think it's just one of those months that we're out of, you know, living in Iowa. We're kind of getting out of winter. Spring is here. We've had an earlier spring, so the trees have budded and the birds are all over the place. I actually saw robins at the end of February, which is very unusual for this neck of the woods. So I guess it was also 70 degrees outside. So maybe that's why I'm liking March this year. Maybe next March, I will have a different opinion. Who knows what will happen? But also, it's National Nutrition Month, which is the dietitian's dream month. And we, of course, we have Registered Dietitian Day. There's a lot more publicity about registered dietitians and then also a lot more talk about nutrition. So that's a fun month for us dietitians as well. And I probably celebrated it a little bit more. I told my colleagues we need to do a better job of maybe celebrating Registered Dietitian Day for ourselves, because it is kind of a big deal for us to just kind of toot our own horns and also be grateful for this awesome profession that we're in. So next year, I made all of my colleagues mark it in their calendars that we are going to at least go out for lunch and celebrate on that day next year, 2025. Also making a note of that during this podcast. I think also with spring kind of rolling up pretty quickly, kind of a change of a season, I've just had decision making on my mind. And I am the worst decision maker, I will be honest. It's been something I've had to work on for a very, very, very long time. I mean, it took me when I built my house, it took everything in my being to figure out what kind of hinges I wanted on my doors. That's how difficult it is for me to make decisions. So I put a lot of thought and energy in minute things, minute decisions, scenarios, case scenarios, and it's kind of a fault of my own that I just struggle with making decisions. I also have a big struggle with making big decisions, obviously. If I can't make the little ones, it's really hard for me to make the big ones. And I've made some tough decisions in my life. They took longer than they should have. Looking back, I think I should have did a better job of making those tough decisions, because I would have changed the course of my own life. And that's something that's hard to kind of take and hard to kind of accept, that I could have done better for myself and being more proactive with my decision making. And this last probably couple months, I've, you know, thought about, not actually a couple months, it's been probably about 6 months that decisions have been brought to me, and some are big, some are small. And I'm talking to my man friend about these decisions and things that I need to do. And he is so blunt, which I appreciate about him. But the biggest thing that he always says to me is, do it or don't. And he says it like that. And I am one of those people that when you say something very abrupt to me, it kind of takes me aback. And I'm like, well, that was kind of mean, or that was rude. In neither sense was his statement to me rude or mean. It was just a statement. Do it or don't. That's my two options. There's no wishy-washy in between. And that's pretty much for all the decisions that we need to make. Like, are you going to do it or you're not going to do it? Those are the things that you have to, at the end of the day, decide on. So when you make a pro and con list, it's your do it, it's your don't list. It's your hell yeah or it's your hell no list. So when I was thinking about when he said that to me and I got offended and all ruffled, I kind of went back to my hell yeah or hell no. It's just the same thing, different version. And so if I'm living this hell yes or hell no life, I'm also living a do it or don't life. And it has been very helpful in making even daily simple decisions. Like, what am I going to have for lunch? Or am I going to cook today? Or am I going to go outside for a walk today? Or am I going to lay in bed for 15 more minutes? It's that do it or don't, hell yes or hell no. And really, when you keep it simple and you kind of put, or for me, if I put that as the context of my decision making, I'm much more efficient in how I get things accomplished, whether I do them or whether I don't do them. And there's some power in that, I think. And with this new season coming, I think, you know, we all kind of tend to be given different options of things we can be doing or want to be doing. That's another thing too. Is it something you want to do? Is it a trip you want to take? Is it a book you want to read? Is it a massage you want to get? You know, maybe stop overthinking about all the things that finding time or finding money or finding people to go with, or, you know, if you kind of just narrow it down, ask yourself, do it or don't, write it down, do it or don't, hell yes, hell no. It'll help you along the way to make those decisions. So whether it's a seasonal weather thing or it's a seasonal season in your life thing, start using that as a tool to help you figure out your decisions. Because the longer you take with decision making, the worse it is for you when it comes to the timing of your life. And I can only speak from that, from my own experiences, that days turn into weeks, weeks turns into months, months turns into years. And if you don't make the decision to do it or don't, the years can pass by. And that's hard to wrap your head around when it comes to this one little life we have to live. So hopefully that helps you. Maybe you've got a decision that is on your mind currently, or something that is going to be coming forth in the future. And maybe that'll be helpful when you get to that crossroads. In spirit of National Nutrition Month, I received this question for my Ask Me Anything question of the month. This was a little bit later from last year, and I just have a list, and so I've kind of been going through them. But the question, the Ask Me Anything question for March, our lovely National Nutrition Month, is what are you focusing on in nutrition currently as a professional? And right now, I'd say my biggest interest in nutrition is metabolic health. I have really kind of dialed into focusing on how metabolic health is kind of the root of a lot of people's maybe health concerns or health issues or health diagnoses. And I think that I've become very, not passionate, but I think it's also that baseline that most of us dietitians or health professionals kind of focus on. You know, are you sleeping well? Are you stressed? Are you, you know, eating well for your lifestyle? Are you also, you know, seeing a doctor? Are you doing kind of the baseline things to get to a good place in your health? And I think there's so many extremes with nutrition, with health, with all the things that metabolic health is kind of my underlying conversation that I've been having with lots of my patients, even with myself, friends, family, because everybody's following this trend or following this diet or seeing this. And they're like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And it tends to be extreme things. And I always have been kind of going back to, well, let's talk about your basic metabolic health. Like, I can get some insight by things that you tell me that we need to focus more on those baseline metabolic health factors than jumping to, you know, going on this extreme diet for what you call leaky gut. So that's kind of what I've been focusing on lately, doing a lot of reading, doing a lot of research. And it's funny how that metabolic health is connected to so many different diagnoses and diseases that if we kind of dial that in, I think we're going to be in a pretty good place. So I have to do it with myself. I'm a project of my own focus when it comes to my profession. When my metabolic health is always a work in process, it was a big bowl of crap, I would say, last year at some point. And now that I've kind of like figured it out for myself and how it's my personal journey with it, it's starting to make more sense. And when, you know, just thinking about the types of people that I talk with, it's not just applicable to adults. I think it's really applicable to kids too. Kind of talking with them and kind of doing those baseline items at a young age is super important. So it leads to good metabolic health as they hit their teens, their 20s, their 30s. If I would have just got my shit together back in my 20s and 30s, my 40s would have been a lot more under control for sure. So again, reflection, my inability to do it or don't back in my 20s and 30s. And now all the knowledge I have is brought me to this point. So I'm going to call that a blessing, hashtag blessed, but I'm also going to call it just getting a little bit more wise with age. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you come back next time and take a listen to my next guest that's coming up in April. And I will see you back here at the end of April.